Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see oceanside relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. 56% of job seekers say their biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications, according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be a lonely process, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding a job that fits. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location near you at expresspros.com. With no fees for job seekers, visit expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the Best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Oh, yeah. It is The Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker. Oh!
Rob Parker is out, and in his place, the one,
wow,
the only, George Reister, affectionately known around these parts as George Wrongster, but you know, affectionately.
Yo, I like that sounder. I like that sounder. Hey, that's a proper introduction.
You are one of my, you know this, one of my favorite people here at Fox Sports Radio. So it is my pleasure to bring you to the woodshed today.
Hey, and teach you a few lessons. One of mine too, and I appreciate it. I appreciate the invite. You know, you got to, you know, even though I got a whole show to do after this, you invite, I show up.
You are a workhorse. That's what got you to the NFL. That's what made you a blue chip basketball prospect coming out of high school. At least that's what you tell me. I haven't heard that from anybody else. But
Stop it. Yes, you did.
Stop it.
We'll get into all that a little later.
Hey, because if that wasn't true, people NBA. Would debunk that.
Nah, you know, you did your thing. You did your thing. We will talk some NBA. I had Bucky Brooks in yesterday. So I'm thinking, of course, football, right? So yep. We talk a ton of football, and then we have one little NBA topic, and Bucky just lights up like Las Vegas.
Yes.
And I was like, man, next time I have you on, Bucky, we're going to talk some more NBA because he was really excited. I know you love hoop too, so we will talk some of that. We are live for the next 3 hours from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. They've got an unmatched selection. Fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be. And this, of course, the Odd Couple, even without Rob Parker, is the way sports talk radio should be. So keep it here for the next 3 hours. The Odd Couple crews in full effect. USC Chris on the ones and the twos on this Worship Wednesday. We've got Ethan Miller in for super producer Rob G doing his thing. Elijah Sibunya, the one and only social media guru of the Odd Couple. And on the updates, the loquacious one, Brian Finley. All right, hey, we're going to talk some NBA later, but let's start with the NFL. There's a lot of news coming out. And, you know, a lot of opinions on what's going on in San Francisco with the quarterback room. Now, we do have some clarity. We know the starter's Brock Purdy, Mr. Irrelevant from a year ago, but he's certainly not irrelevant anymore. The backup is Sam Darnold, who was the number three pick by the Jets of, 2018, was it? Or several years ago, not too long ago. He's still young, but has, you know, couldn't get it done in New York, couldn't get it done in Carolina. New life for him in San Francisco, and he beat out Trey Lance, who the Niners folks may remember a few years ago traded three first-round picks and more for the right to move up and draft Trey Lance. And now, with only four starts under his belt, George, he is being not only benched, but third string. The reports are that they are exploring all options. One of them is keeping him. Because, look, they've had their quarterbacks injured for, you know, forever, including, obviously, last year in the NFC title game. They could have used a third-string quarterback, but also trading him. And there are reports saying they've been trying. They've been taking calls, talking to teams for a while, and there really aren't any takers and really aren't any good offers for Trey Lance.
Well,
so
well,
what,
how can there be, Chris?
Well, what I want to throw at you, because a lot of people – I'm fine with Brock Purdy starting. He should be, as far as I'm concerned. But a lot of people are saying they are mishandling this QB situation because they gave up so much for Trey. And he has not had a real shot. But that's injuries is not his fault, but he's been injured. And then the guy behind him, Brock Purdy, played great. And obviously Trey hasn't been that impressive in practice. So do you think he's being mishandled and mistreated, for lack of a better word, or are you cool with the way the Niners are doing this?
Oh, they are 100% mishandling this. And, but the thing is, there are some people that approach this conversation from a sunk cost, or like a poker term, like you're pot committed because you put so much into this. Right. No, man, don't throw good money after bad money. If you realize that it ain't working, then yes, you should move on. But the reason why that there have not been takers at the price that they want is because of the PR way that they've handled this. Like everything. Oh, Sam Darnold's so much better. Brock Purdy's our guy. So from the outside.
I do agree. I don't know why you can still make him third string, but you don't have to make him look so bad.
Correct. So if you're another team, you're saying, I'm not going to give up anything substantial for this dude. Maybe I'll give up a seventh round pick, sixth round pick, but they clearly don't want him anymore. So he might be on the street in a minute, and I can get him for nothing.
Well, if I'm the Niners, I'm keeping him as my third string.
100%.
Right?
100%.
Again,
and the main thing, though, Chris.
And Brock, I think Brock Purdy will play well, but he could get hurt or he could play poorly. Darnold, we
but
know
that's
could
the
come
thing,
in and
Chris.
Play poorly. And so maybe Trey Lance will get another shot.
100%. And the thing that people are not recognizing is that, yes, Brock Purdy had a little run last year. But we have no idea whether that was Linsanity or whether that's real. Because what happens is in the NFL, is particularly at the quarterback
position.
It was a little
longer than Linsanity, though.
Yeah. It was six games. It was six games and two playoff games.
Hold
it was
on,
six
hold
games
on,
and two
on.
Playoff
I'm
games.
I'm not going to let you belittle Brock Purdy like that.
I'm not belittling it, but the reality, it was
on,
six regular season games,
did.
And they were against bad opponents.
But these are what he did. Oh, really? Because his first start was against the GOAT, Tom Brady. A team
was
that had won
was
a Super
that
Bowl
a, bad
a couple
team
years
last
earlier.
Year?
A team
was
that,
that not
won
a bad
a Super
team
Bowl
last
a couple
year?
Years earlier. A team that – didn't they make the playoffs? Am I mistaken?
With a losing record. What
okay,
are we
but,
talking
but
about?
A playoff team last year, and he okay. beat them. He's standing across the field at the GOAT and beats him in the first game he's ever started in the NFL. And then in his first start in the playoffs, throws for 332 and three touchdowns, no picks. against Seattle. Pete Carroll, good coach, beats Dallas and then gets hurt against Philadelphia. So, I like Purdy. I'm not sitting here saying he's going to be a Pro Bowler and all that. But what I will say is I think he, you know, I think he deserves credit for what he did.
No, he does.
Last year.
He
and shouldn't be belittled Jeremy Lin.
I was not belittling the man at all. I'm saying that we don't know whether it was whether it was Linsanity or whether it was actually real. And one of the things that happens, like if you notice, Nick Mullins, the backup quarterback for the Vikings right now, had success in Kyle Shanahan's offense. There, yes.
Wasn't he quarterback when they were 1-10?
Yeah, but that doesn't mean that he didn't have some.
No.
I'm saying he looked like, oh wow, there could actually be something here. And Brock Purdy,
I beg,
who had a good run. Here's the thing: is he had a good run. He only threw 170 passes. And the thing that happens with NFL
is 5-12 as a starter.
The thing that happens with NFL defensive coordinators, Chris,
stop.
The thing that happens with NFL defensive coordinators,
lower than the bottom of your Jordan's.
Okay,
you
see, look, I can't even finish.
I'm just
saying,
you over here making misstatements talking about Nick Mullins was balling.
I didn't say Nick Mullins was balling. I said Nick Mullins showed something. Here is the thing that happens with NFL coordinators. They figure out where the weakness is in your game and if you cannot change your game. Prime example. I'm going to give you a prime example. Patrick Mahomes, when he had Tariq Hill for the first 3 years that he was a starter, they're bombs over Baghdad, throwing it over everybody's head. And then all of a sudden, in what was quote unquote the worst year of his career, which was his fourth year, where it was still absolutely awesome.
Right.
They forced him to dink and dunk.
I feel you.
They forced you. Tom Brady to make adjustments. They force you to. Yeah, to a test.
But Shanahan is,
and he's going to be tested.
You know, and I hear you, and that's true.
Brock's going to be
Shanahan
tested this year.
Is excellent at doing what my quarterback can do. You know what I'm saying? So he will have him in good position to be successful, and they got weapons galore. If they stay healthy on that side of the ball, I mean, you would think he's going to have some success.
The point is, Brock Purdy had success. He may come out and be lights out this year. However, though, there is a percentage chance that is not minuscule.
No, that's right.
This could go left. And then the incessant love for Sam Darnold. It is, we have seen this Sam Darnold show as much as we've seen the Baker Mayfield show. We know how this ends.
I don't know that we do.
He's an experienced quarterback, Chris.
I know I'm not a big Sam Darnold fan, but am I ready to say he can't have some success?
He can have some success. He's a backup quarterback. He's a backup quarterback. And remember, Sam Darnold is extremely experienced. He started for six years. So he's seen things that Trey Lance has not. He's done things that Trey Lance has. He's made mistakes that Trey Lance has not. But the idea that people in the media are talking about, oh my God, Sam Darnold, they're fawning over Sam Darnold. And in his sixth year, after five bad years, and granted, he had a saboteur with his first coach. But when you look at Trey Lance, who has been injured, and people are now saying, oh, this dude's a bum. He can't play. But then we want to give Sam Darnold the benefit of the doubt, even though we've seen 5 years of him starting playing football. That's the issue, is that there's a lot of this.
Because I want to know, you did a lot of yapping, and it was good.
There's a lot of Trey left.
I want to see I get the situation is being handled oddly. I agree. I don't think you just kill Trey Lance's trade value the way they have.
No.
But Do you think he can play? Do you think he's gotten a fair shot? That is what we're going to get to
after
this break. It is the iCouple, Chris Broussard, George Wrighster. We are live from the TireRack.com studios. Keep it locked. It's the iCouple, Fox Sports Radio. All right. The iCouple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker is sponsored by BetterHelp. Sometimes we're faced with a crossroads in life and you don't know which path to take. Can be true at home, can be true in the workplace, relationships, whatever it might be. We take mental health seriously in my home because we know that when your mental health is strong, then you can be a productive citizen who's living your best life. My daughter is about to start her PhD program in psychology so she can help people with their mental health. So whatever you're wrestling with, therapy can help you map out your future and trust yourself to find the way forward. And if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and it's suited to your schedule. So just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Let therapy be your map with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/oddcouple today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/oddcouple.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
He's Mike Harmon. I'm Dan Byer. We have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. Twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week, we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup, sits, starts, fantasy football players' rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Byer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes, indeed. I am Chris Broussard, and he is George Wrighster. We're live from the TireRack.com studios, and it's the final week of our Summer of Tire Rack sweepstakes. We've had two winners thus far that have taken home a set of four brand new tires. That's big stuff. Anthony K. of Huntingburg, Indiana, and Nelson L. from Roswell, Georgia. Congratulations to them. And there's one more winner on the way. It's still up for grabs. Our third winner will be picked on Sunday to win a set of four tires plus installation, taxes, and fees. It's all valued at up to $1,500. You can enter daily at foxsportsradio.com. You can enter every single day. And that gives you a fresh new entry and, of course, an additional chance to win. And it's free to register. So to enter and get rules during this final week of the sweepstakes, visit TireRack.com. Visit FoxSportsRadio.com. It's sponsored by TireRack.com, which is the way tire buying should be. All right, we got a big hour for you. Randy Mueller, former GM in the NFL, will join us to talk some NFL. Be great to hear his thoughts on the Trey Lance situation. But let's go to the NBA for now, George. I know you like talking hoop, so I'm looking for fire and heat from you in this segment. James Harden We talked a little bit about it with Eddie House. James Harden came out, of course, called his general manager, Daryl Morey, really was his one of his biggest advocates in the league
yes.
for most of his career, right? He shined and became a great Hall of Famer. I'm not crediting Daryl Morey. I mean, this James Harden is that good. But Daryl Morey was there, believed in him. And obviously Harden has done a whole lot for Daryl Morey and made him a top general manager. So they had a good relationship, but now it's gone. And James Harden has called Daryl Morey a liar publicly. The NBA investigated why, and while a lot may believe that it's because Morey gave him a wink, wink, hey, we'll take care of you if you take this pay cut in the future. Harden said to the NBA investigators, it's because Morey hasn't traded him yet, and he said he'd trade him quickly. Harden was fined $100,000 from the NBA, and of course the Players Association is appealing that. And here's the thing. The NBA says a big part of the reason for its fine was that Harden said, I will not ever be a part of an organization where Daryl Morey is now. And that the Sounds NBA like took that to be like a trade demand.
Yeah.
The NBA took that to be like a trade demand, which you can't do publicly anymore. So what are your thoughts on this situation?
First thing, Chris, is you've been around the NBA a very long time. I've been around players a very long time. Know a lot of NBA players, current and former. This feels like there's way more to this situation than just Daryl Morey said that he was going to trade him quickly. That actually feels like a smokescreen about a contract promise from last year. That's what I think that this is really about. A contract promise, either a max deal or somewhere near a max deal.
Well, because Harden took $14 million less to
sign PJ Tucker and Daniel House, an extra year too.
Like, right, but he still was like taking less money than he could have gotten.
Yeah.
He basically gave away some money.
Yes. Yeah. The question that I'm going to ask you, though, Chris, and you're even more connected with NBA, you know, personnel, front offices, all of that stuff. What do you believe after James Harden, after what he's done, forcing his way out of places, showing up out of shape, the way he's handled with even with Daryl Morey? I believe, obviously, he's clearly very talented. He just led the league in assists. But there can't be a ton of teams saying, I'm going to sign up for that. I'm going to sign up to give him 4 years, $200 million. There can't be a whole lot of teams that are signing up for that. He feels
I can't think of one that should.
Yes.
And it's not just because he's laid waste to two on his way to three franchises, two of them contenders.
Yep.
Right? Two of them legitimate contenders. It also, of course, is the fact that, as you alluded to when we talked with Eddie House, he's come up small
yes.
in too many big situations. And Philadelphia,
he's quit. Like
if James Harden plays his game, and he's not alone, Joel Embiid, same thing. Not quite as bad as Harden yet. But Embiid also has declined in the playoffs.
Yes. There's never been a player who was an MVP, whose scoring averages went down as much as Joel Embiid's did during the playoffs. He went down almost 10 points from the regular season to the playoffs.
Did he go down that much?
Yes. It was bad.
I know he went down a lot, yeah. I mean, the bottom line is the last game, game seven against Boston, he had 15 points.
Yes, and the problem with Harden is that not only has he played poorly in games, there are times in his career in closeout games where you're like, he quit.
Well, it looked like it. You know, it definitely
if
looked
it walk
like,
like
it.
A duck, and talk it's like hard, a duck, it ain't
hard,
a chicken.
Yeah, it's hard to understand. And you're right, like, in the regular season this year, Embiid averaged 33.1 points, playoffs 23.7. So, yeah, 10-point decline. So that's the issue with Harden. And, look, if I'm the Clippers, would I like to have him? Sure. But, you know, I'm not.
At what price?
Breaking, right, right. That's the
Russell,
thing.
What Russell price? Westbrook had to take, what, like $4 million? He wanted to go back, though. He wanted
to
go back.
It's the best place for him. It was a smart move because that's where he can shine as a player.
But price is ridiculous for
all
Russell
they had.
Westbrook.
They couldn't offer him more.
No. I'm saying that Russell Westbrook.
And nobody else was going. Look, Westbrook found himself in the same position James Harden might find himself in next year.
Yep.
Because if Harden pulls, if he shows up and acts a fool and, you know, gets sent home until they can trade him, or he just goes through the motions and he's not playing hard, next year, who's wanting him?
Nobody.
That's the thing. Nobody's going to want him.
But the difference is
certainly not at big money.
Westbrook, by Bradley Beal's accounts, by a bunch of players, he's a great teammate.
Well, Westbrook, he has different issues. Westbrook's the challenge with Westbrook is, where does he fit?
Yes.
He's a unique player. He's an all-time great, but he's a very unique player that doesn't fit everywhere. We saw that with the Lakers. He fit with the Clippers, as I thought he would. He's fit better. I actually didn't think he should be starting, but he's been good there as a starter. But that's a great place for him. But Harden.
Yeah, but how can Harden even, if you look at their salary construction and what Harden wants to make, even what he's making now at $36 million, how can the Clippers even take him? I mean, they got to get rid of
You have to give up a lot of salary to make it work.
Because they don't even have control of that. They don't even have a first round pick that they have control of until 2027 or 2028.
Yeah, it would be players. But look, if he's not going there, the best thing for him, bottom line, is, as I said, and I get it, if indeed it is deeper than what he said, which was just, Morey hadn't traded me yet, I get it. I get it as a man. If this guy did promise you more money down the line and then didn't deliver, I'm not saying he did, but if, then I get it. Going out there and being upset like, yo, this dude, I ain't never rocking with him again. However, you have no leverage, James Harden.
Yeah, but stuff changes though, right?
What's going to change?
No. I'm saying if he was promised that last year, right? And then.
And that's saying if, again, the NBA investigated, they said no. So, you know, they nailed him, but they punished Daryl Morey last year.
Yep.
For, you know, talking to PJ Tucker early. So I don't know that that's what happened.
Okay,
but still, if I gave up $14 million on your word, then yeah, I expect you to give it back. I get what Eddie Howe said. Business is business. He's right. And James Harden, I hate to say it, James, but you've done the same thing. You did the same thing to Houston. They gave you a big long-term deal, and you decided at some point, you know what? I'm not with this. I'm not going to play hard.
If he played well,
you did it with Brooklyn.
Six in game seven, do you believe that he would have a new contract? Yes.
I don't know. I
mean,
what they do in the next series,
Other part about this, Chris, is that let's say that either way it was, that he wanted to be traded, or that last year that they promised him money and they didn't give it to him. If James Harden is sitting there and he's saying, well, they promised me money last year and they're not doing it, why would I opt in?
Oh,
that makes zero sense.
No, it doesn't. That's the only smart thing Harden has done in this whole situation. He knew what happened. The reason he started dropping all that nonsense about going to Houston on Christmas Day or around Christmas Day and the rest of the season was because he wanted to put the pressure on Philadelphia to give him a big contract. And if Houston was going to give him a big deal, then the Sixers presumably would pay him the big deal to keep him there and keep competing with Joel Embiid for titles. When Houston hired Ime Udoka, that was over. I didn't think, even if they didn't hire Udoka, they should have never been interested in James Harden. Not because he's not still a good player, But they're on different timelines.
Yep.
I got young boys, Jalen Green, Shingun, Jabari Smith. I got to see what
James
the young
Harden
boys
wasn't
can
even
do.
Interested
I
in
don't
winning.
Need James Harden to come in and take shots from my young boys. And certainly when Udoka came in and is a defensive-minded coach, he had no interest in Harden. So now this is what happened. No one on the market that had money. See, the problem is the teams with money are all bad and rebuilding. Orlando, Detroit, San Antonio, Houston, teams like that. Why in the world would they want James Harden? He realized that. His agent told him, look, man, first of all, you probably don't want to go to any of these places either. But they don't need you. They're not giving up big money. They're rebuilding. And so now it was like, okay, I can either opt out. None of these bad teams with money sign me. A good team that wants to contend, maybe the Clippers, signs me for a pittance, a few million dollars, or maybe the mid-level exception from some other team. And I am out of big money, $12 million, the mid-level exception. So he said, let me take this $36 million. I've already lost $14 million. Not to mention other situations he gave up money. So let me get this $36 million and tell them, though, look, I don't want to play for y'all. I'm opting in because I want this money, but get me out of here. That's the smart thing to do.
Well, if you're the 76ers, you are willing to trade him, but you can't be willing to give him away.
No, you got to get a good deal. Look,
you got to
get something. We're going to stick with the NBA. I know you are Mr. Laker. You grew up in L.A., a Lakers fan,
yes,
understandably. You must be steaming hot over this debate. Who's the greatest point guard ever, Steph Curry or Magic Johnson? That's next. It's the Odd Couple, Chris Broussard and my man, George Wrighster. Keep it locked, Fox Sports Radio. All right, the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker is sponsored by BetterHelp. Sometimes we're faced with a crossroads in life, and we don't know which path to take. This can be true at home, in the workplace, in relationships, what have you. You know, and you got to get your mind right, because when your mind is right, you can be the productive citizen you were created to be, that you want to be. And so do whatever it takes, whatever you're wrestling with. Therapy can help you map out your future and trust yourself to find the way forward. It's good that the stigma surrounding mental health now is gone. So don't worry about that. Just go get your mind right. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient and flexible, and it's suited to your schedule. All you do is fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. So let therapy be your map with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/iCouple today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/iCup.
He's Mike Harmon. I'm Dan Byer. We have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. Twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week, we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup, sits, starts, fantasy football players, rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Byer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
and travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel, it's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
It is the iCouple. I'm Chris. He's George. We're live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there, wherever there may be. They've got an unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be. We got Daniel Kelly. He's a former NFL scout, and he will join us at the bottom of the hour. Now, he was one of the few that said back in 2021 that Trey Lance, would be a bust. So he thought the 49ers were making a mistake. And at this point, it looks like it. Whether Lance can really play or not, maybe he'll do it somewhere else. But it'll be good to talk to him and get his opinion on this situation. Now, let's stick with the NFL, George. And we've talked about this with our callers, Randy Mueller. But the Jonathan Taylor situation. Now, Randy Mueller, former executive of the year in the NFL, he said that he'd be surprised. He doesn't think there's a market for Jonathan Taylor. And I got to be honest, I think Jonathan Taylor's great. But I tend to agree that there is not, I don't think there's going to be much of a market. Now, the reports are that six teams are talking with him, with the Colts, that two have already made offers. Are they up to what the Colts are talking about, a first rounder or the equivalent, you know, a couple of seconds or a second and a third or whatever. But I just think that when you look at the way running backs have been treated this offseason, George, as good as Jonathan Taylor is, he's coming off an injury. Last year, he's still young, you know, but his production, and I know some of it maybe he was injured, but his production is not what it was 2 years ago or even his rookie year as far as yards per carry. But still, 4.5 yards, you'll take that. But in addition to the injury, there's the question. He's going to want a contract extension. That's the whole problem in Indianapolis. And if you trade for him and don't give him the extension, which I don't think a team would be willing to do, just looking at the climate – then you're going to inherit the same problem that Indianapolis is having, which is a disgruntled running back.
The issue with this trade is, like, there's multifaceted. First of all, Indianapolis doesn't want to trade him. They're not going to trade him.
I agree with Rand. Do you think it's the Lamar Jackson thing? That's what I think it is. Like, go out there and see what's out there. There's nothing different than we're talking.
See, the first issue is this, Chris, is if you want a first round pick for Jonathan Taylor, that means that you believe he's not a good running back, but a great running back, like an Adrian Peterson, Derrick Henry, like a great running back.
He was great 2 years ago. Yes. But that's 1 year. Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying is that if you want a first round pick for him, that's what you're saying. And then the problem is if you think this guy is worth a first round pick, why won't you pay him? That's number one. And the second thing is...
But don't you think... Let's stop there quickly because I want your opinion. I think a lot of that is the position he plays. I mean, the absolute best aren't getting paid anymore.
Chris, it wouldn't matter.
It would because he's a running back. Derrick Henry, Christian McCaffrey, Ty Gurley, the last guy, Ezekiel Elliott, the last guys to get big money. That I don't know that they would get that now. Maybe Henry, because he is unique.
Derrick Henry is a Hall of Fame player.
Adrian Peterson's gone, and that was a long time ago. I mean, we saw dudes getting paid three, four years ago, even in this era.
If you run into a Hall of Fame caliber running back, those guys are still going to get paid. But the problem is, hold on. Here's the problem. Josh Jacobs last year carried the ball 340 times for 1,653 yards for at 4.9 yards carry. The problem is the wins above replacement. That's the issue. When you have guys like Travis Etienne, who is on his rookie deal, averaging 5.1 yards a carry on only 220 carries. You got Aaron Jones splitting carries, averaging more yards per carry over 1,000 yards.
Tony Pollard, a lot of guys.
Tyler Algier, Ramondre Stevenson, Damian Pierce. The issue is that from the guys who were at the top of the rushing list, from the guys who were at 11, 1,200 yards who were splitting time, there's not as big of a drop-off. Now, Derrick Henry,
Let me make it real plain.
Clear that best, there was a drop-off.
Best four running, just running backs in the league. Chubb.
Henry.
Derrick Henry. Nick Chubb, Derrick Henry, Jonathan Taylor, Josh Jacobs. None of them made the playoffs. And the year Taylor, 2 years ago when Taylor led the league in rushing, they didn't make the playoffs in Indianapolis.
Yep.
Now, McCaffrey, yes, but he's got a lot of receiving from McCaffrey, too. And he's on a stacked team. So he wasn't leading Carolina anywhere.
Nope. And that's the difference, is that the difference between the guys who are at the top of the running back list, and I'm going to take Derrick Henry out of that because he's getting older at this point. So
right.
And he's a Hall of Fame caliber player. So I'm going to take him out of there. All the rest of the running backs in the league at this point, none of them appear to be, quote unquote, Hall of Fame caliber player. Nick Chubb is the best one out of all of them. And now when you go to a different position, when you go from a top tier player at defensive end, we're talking, MVP, defensive MVP in Bosa, to a middle tier player, you're going to fall off from 20 some sacks to like 5 or 6. There's a bigger drop off to that. At wide receiver,
well, let me ask you this,
there's a bigger drop off from the greats in the league to the middle tier guys.
The talk is that a Miami should go for him, or a Dallas. And here's, I'll say briefly,
Miami is going to run running back by committee anyway.
Right. And that's what, see, Raheem Mostert and Jeff Wilson Jr. Yes, not as good as Jonathan Taylor. But to your point you brought up earlier, those dudes will give you over 5 yards a carry. They do. Mostert's done that everywhere. Last year with San Francisco, at least, Wilson did it. Both of those guys, Wilson's not quite as good as Mostert, but both of those guys helped San Francisco get to the Super Bowl a few years ago with Jimmy G as the quarterback, and they were running the ball and getting yardage. So is Miami going to break the bank for give up picks and give Jonathan Taylor the huge deal when they got two guys? They're a pass-first offense. They're going to be throwing it on the outside, and their running backs, that'll open things up for their running backs. So I think those guys will be able to run. The other team is Dallas, you're hearing. People talk about them. They got Tony Pollard. They like the backups, Rico, Dowdell, and Deuce Vaughn. They got a great offensive line. I kind of think they got enough. I would like to see Taylor in Buffalo because I think that would take some pressure off of Josh Allen, which is what they need. But I don't see them breaking the bank. I just don't know that it's out there for him.
So you would have to give up a second round pick or a third and a fourth or a third and a fifth for Jonathan Taylor and then turn around and pay him. I mean, how much is he going to accept?
A team is going to, you know what they're going to want to do. You know,
I'm giving
if him, he, whatever team he's with this year, what is that team going to want to do with him next year? Franchise
tag him.
He can run for 2,000 yards.
What I would do to a young player like Jonathan Taylor, now he's not near 27 yet, 28. I would give him a 3-year deal at $14, $15 million, fully guaranteed, and that's it.
Wait, $14, $15 per year?
Yes. Like I'm not giving I might be like 12, 13.
Who's getting that nowadays? No, Josh Jacobs didn't get it.
I'm saying I do not believe that Josh Jacobs is as good as Jonathan Taylor or Nick Chubb.
Chubb didn't get that. Now, I get it. It was a few years ago.
So I'm just saying that if I'm looking at a guy like Chubb, right, and Chubb's up, I would give Chubb 3 years, $14-15 million, but I can get out of – but the first 2 years will be fully guaranteed, and I can get out of the third year for nothing and not even a hit against the salary cap.
I think if you're a top running back in this market, you jump at that. I think you jump at it. Now, let me ask you this. You were a tight end. Do you – the future of the running backs as far as the money, like, I just – it's unfortunate, and we always think of running back as a glamour position because that's what it was when we were coming up. But there always have been positions where the guys didn't get paid that much. And now it's running back. Fullback has virtually disappeared. That used to be a position and an important
one. It used to be.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
It used to actually be a position called fullback. It's pretty much disappeared now. You know what I mean? Like, it would be nice if they make different rules for the running backs. Hey, you can get out of your rookie deal after your second year or something like that. But that's not likely for one position. Do you think it's just, hey, it used to be centers and guards that didn't get paid? Well, now it's the running back. We supposed to cry over that? Where are you at on it?
The game is changing, Chris.
Yeah.
The game is changing, and you can't be upset with the evolution of the game. Because you can wear all the T-shirts, make fullbacks great again, all you want to. The game is evolving. And that doesn't mean that running backs are not valuable. They are very valuable.
Right.
From the Fox.
The difference is that their value is a little bit more short-lived. And if you're a running back now, you got to make yourself a Christian McCaffrey running back or a Travis Etienne running back.
Right.
And not a traditional. You have to be part wide receiver.
Right.
That way you can extend your career. It's almost
but
like.
Even that, remember Kareem Hunt? And I say remember, like he, you know, like he's old. He's 27.
Yeah,
he's not on the roster right now.
Hey, Chris, it's almost like in the NBA. 10 years ago, you used to be able to be, you know, Haywood, or you used to be able to be Roy Hibbert, and find
Charles
a place.
Oakley. Yeah,
yeah, and yep. Find a place on the floor. Or even JaVale McGee. But
well,
now
McGee still brought some value.
Yeah. But I'm talking about and get big time minutes. If you are a big man now and you can't and especially if you want to play the four and you can't stick a 15 footer, it's gonna be tough on you. Look at Sabonis, who's a really good player. He got exposed in the playoffs because he couldn't stick a 15 footer.
Yeah, but that boy's still balling.
He ain't in that category
of them cats you was talking about.
Yeah, but the limitations
are
there. And Sabonis now, I guarantee you all offseason, he's sticking that 15-footer because you can't win like that anymore. And if you can't win like that anymore, then the game is going to change around you. So you have to adjust to it, and the running backs have to adjust to it if they want to get paid.
Yeah, no, we want to keep it here because I want to ask you a few questions. I mean, like you said, you have a son that plays football, big-time football player, quarterback. I want to ask you a little bit more about this running back situation. That will be around the corner. It's Chris Broussard, George Reister, The Odd Couple. He's in for Rob Parker. Keep it locked, Fox Sports Radio.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day, with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!